What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take this morning's look, our Friday look, our last look for this week. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama, and quite a bit to get through on this Friday morning. Ubaldo Vallejos, former candidate for deputy for the 1-1 Bocas del Toro circuit, challenged the proclamation of Benicio Robinson as the winner of a deputy seat in that electoral circuit in the general elections on the 5th of May. Accompanied by his lawyers, Herbert Young and Dionisio Rodriguez, Vallejos arrived at the headquarters of the Tribunal Electoral in Ancon. This was after 2:30 p.m. and stressed that he has all the evidence that indicates that Robinson, president of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, would have violated electoral regulations during the political campaign. The appeal was filed in the Second Administrative Electoral Court. Among the arguments that Vallejos mentioned is the campaign spending limit. Robinson reported to the Tribunal Electoral that he'd spent $144,877, but Vallejos insists that he exceeded that figure. He says he did not report what he invested in structures for rallies and political meetings. He mentioned huge custom awnings, which cost $1,500 to rent daily, as well as the purchase of bicycles that he gave away, advertising and other big expenses of political tours. We presented a complaint against Benicio Robinson's proclamation based on three causes: excess in the campaign spending limit, gifts, because if there is any doubt with the gifts, an alteration of the will of the electorate occurred, and also for violations of different norms of the electoral code, said Vallejos. He added that they hoped that the claim will be admitted and that the respective hearing will be held. He explained that collecting evidence to support the challenge did not require as much effort as the process of raising the money for the bail necessary to present the appeal, $25,000. To raise the money, they took up a collection and even made a yepiton. Vallejos thanks everyone who collaborated. Javier Carrizo Esquivel will continue as manager of the National Bank of Panama by appointment of the elected president, José Raúl Molino. Carrizo Esquivel was the first vice president of corporate business development of Multibank Panama between 2005 and 2019. He held the position of executive vice president of Banco Uno, Costa Rica, and that was between 2004 and 2005. In addition, he was the vice president in charge of corporate and commercial banking and general manager of Prebanco during the merger with Banismo between 1998 and 2003. Carrizo Esquivel has a degree in business sciences and business administration from Babson College in Massachusetts in the United States, complemented by more than 40 years in the banking sector. At the end of 2023, the BNP loan portfolio accumulated a balance of $6,445.5 million, exceeding that of 2022, which at that time was the highest, with $5,925 million. Customer deposits totaled $12,242 million. And when compared to the $11,665.8 million obtained at the end of the previous year, reflecting an increase of 4.9%. For its part, the bank's investment portfolio recorded a balance of $4,487.1 million, and that was compared to the $3,785.6 million that was reached as of December of 2022, which represents an annual growth of 18.5%, supported by purchases of securities, mainly bonds of the Panamanian state, and superannuational instruments of corresponding banks. In legal terms, the BNP faces a claim from merchant Abdul Waqed Faris, who demands compensation of $1,268.7 million. This is for alleged damages linked to the transfer of his former Soho Mall shopping centre. In his claim, Waqed argues that he was pressured by the BNP to sign the trust to which he voluntarily transferred Soho Mall in July of 2016, after being included in the so-called Clinton list of the US Treasury Department on activities linked to money laundering. Whitehead's claim was initially admitted by the Third Administrative Litigation Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice, and this was back in August the 23rd of 2018. The elected president of the Republic of Panama, José Raúl Molino, appointed Andrés Farrugia González as general manager of the savings bank starting next 1st of July when the new government takes office. In the government administration of Laurentino Cortizo, Farrugia served as general manager of the savings bank between 2019 and 2021. Farrugia announced his resignation from office after La Prensa published on the 8th of April in 2021 that the savings bank opened an account in the name of former president Ricardo Martinelli in December of 2020 by direct authorization from Farrugia, despite the warnings presented by compliance officers of the state bank, given the profile of the client, his exposure as a PEP, namely politically exposed person. The investigations into corruption and money laundering that were ongoing in Panama at that time. And Roberto Anulfo Barria Stanciola has been appointed as general manager of the Agricultural Development Bank, the BDA. And this was reported through account X of the office of the elected president of Panama, José Raúl Molino. Barria Stanciola has a bachelor's degree in agricultural engineering from the University of Southwestern Louisiana in the United States and a pre-engineering degree from Siena Heights College, Michigan. According to reports, Barria Stanciola has held several public positions, including regional director of the Western Area of the Agricultural Research Institute, deputy general manager of the Agricultural Development Bank, and general secretary of the National Charity Lottery. In addition, he is an administrator and owner of the company Griselda SA, dedicated to agricultural exports, livestock commerce, and real estate development. And back to the Assembly. Well, the strategy is clear. Use the challenges to prevent the independents and other like-minded deputies from achieving a majority, 36 votes or more, on the 1st of July, the day the National Assembly is installed. This is noted by consulted deputies and other political actors in the country who demand the Tribunal Electoral resolve in time the appeals presented against the proclamations of elected deputies. José Pérez Barboni, deputy of the 8th Three Circuit for the Other Path Movement, MOCA, said, for example, that the challenges would considerably affect the vote to install a board of directors of the Assembly that truly works for the country. The first to challenge was Alejandro Pérez, candidate for deputy for the Realizing Goals RM Party, who filed a lawsuit to annul the election and proclamation of the elected deputies in the 8th-4 Circuit. The RM Party, a group founded by former President Ricardo Martinelli, obtained 14 deputies in the May the 5th elections. However, in recent days, he was joined by the only deputy elected by the National Liberal Republican Movement. In addition, RM has the support of the two that the Alianza Party bought out, its collective ally. Luis Eduardo Camacho, elected deputy of RM in Circuit 8-2, San Miguelito, he seeks the votes to become president of the legislative and from a parliamentary, form a parliamentary majority. In the elections of the 5th of May, the independents won 20 deputies, 19 of them are from the independents, and MOCA won 3. These days, there is a struggle to find the 36 votes that grants the legislative majority a fundamental step when forming the board of directors. Alejandro Pérez initially tried to strip Grace Hernandez, elected representative of the 8-4 circuit, of the seat. Now his demand for annulment not only puts at stake the position of Hernandez, who is also part of the MOCA ranks, but also the other 4 seats in the 8-4 circuit awarded to Roberto Zuniga and Jorge Baluis, both from the independent Vamos coalition, Ernesto Cedeño from MOCA and Javier Sucre from the Democratic Revolutionary Party. The seat of the 5 winners of the 8-4 circuit is not only the only thing at stake here. If the Tribunal Electoral does not rule in favour or against this challenge before the 1st of July, when the first legislative period begins, the Assembly would have several fewer deputies, which could affect these groups when voting for the new board of directors. According to the Electoral Code, the Tribunal Electoral cannot deliver credentials to elected representatives if a challenge has not been resolved. Therefore, these five deputies could not assume their seats on the 1st of July. Another who has said that she will challenge the results of the election is the PRD representative Zulay Rodriguez, who intends to file a claim for annulment in the 8-2 circuit of San Miguelito. In this circuit, seven deputies were elected, four from the Vamos coalition, that's Eduardo Gaitán, Alexandra Brenes, Luis Duque and Yarelis Rodriguez, one from the PRD, Raúl Pineda, and two from RM, Luis Eduardo Camacho and Omar Ortega. If Rodriguez proceeds with this demand and the Tribunal Electoral does not rule before the 1st of July, these seven elected deputies from San Miguelito would not be able to assume their seats either. Gabriel Silva, independent deputy of the Assembly, said that challenges are a right that should not cease to exist, but he stressed that this resource cannot be allowed to be used for political reasons and convenience. Hopefully, the intention of these challenges is not to alter the composition of the Assembly on the 1st of July, said Silva. Silva called on the Tribunal Electoral to resolve the challenges presented as soon as possible, and they must ensure the ventilation and review of these challenges as soon as possible so that the Assembly is proclaimed on the 1st of July, said Silva. The Tribunal Electoral has said that it will resolve all legal actions related to the 5th of May elections filed by candidates, political parties or prosecutors. If any legal action is filed through a claim for annulment, whether it be an election or the proclamation of elected candidates, the Electoral Administration Courts will hear the cause and must resolve it in the terms established in the law, guaranteeing the principles of due process and equality of the parties, the entity said in a statement on Tuesday, the 21st of May. The Prensa again consulted the Tribunal about when they estimate that the electoral courts will resolve the challenges, and sources from the entity stressed that they will do so in the terms determined by the law. Well, for his part, Roberto Zuniga, deputy for the free nomination of the 8-4 Circuit, said that he remains calm because he knows that he has the minutes that represent the popular will of those who elected him on the 5th of May. I understand and respect the popular will that already decided in the elections, Zuniga said, and it's very unlikely that the trend will change. Zuniga has faith that the Tribunal Electoral will respect popular opinion. We trust that the Electoral Tribunal will act legally and in a timely manner, said Zuniga. And another who called on the Electoral Court to respect the will of the majority was Walkiria Chandler, representative of the 8-3 Circuit for Vamos Coalition. The Public Ministry reported that after a sentencing agreement validated by the judicial branch, three officials of the National Customs Authority were sentenced to 60 months in prison each for the crime of extortion. According to the investigations of the Anti-Corruption Primary Care Prosecutor's Office, the events occurred on the 13th of March in 2024 in the province of Colón. The Public Ministry reported that the three officials identified as customs inspectors intimidated and threatened a Panamanian citizen to get him to give them $600 for keeping alleged contraband merchandise. Last Tuesday, on the 21st of May, personnel from the Public Ministry and agents from the National Police carried out several procedures to arrest these people and seize the elements that were placed at the disposal of the competent authorities. And that's it. That's what we have for this morning. That's our look at some of the local news here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on today's programme.